SuperSportBet.com. Terms and conditions apply. Bet responsibly. No under 18s.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines, in local news, Hichilema challenges ZNBS, Zambia Railways signs $20 million deal to rehabilitate locomotives. In international news, King Charles to meet Trump. In sports news, Zambia encouraged to take on Argentina match seriously. With the news in detail, my name is Yvette Losha. The local news. Meanwhile, ZNBS Managing Director Mildred Mutesa has disclosed that 10,000 households have so far accessed affordable housing in the last 5 years. President Hakainde Hichilema has challenged the Zambia National Building Society, ZNBS, to decentralize its national housing policy across the country by extending its focus beyond Lusaka. Speaking during the official opening of the ZNBS headquarters office in Lusaka this morning, President Hichilema says the government's vision is to promote development across all parts of the country, adding that it is important for ZNBS to align itself with that objective. The head of state further notes that the need for ZNBS to provide quality housing projects that will see citizens aspire to live in other provinces aside from Lusaka. He has added that while the government is committed to improving the capital city, it is equally focused on reducing congestion, highlighting that providing affordable and quality housing in other provinces is essential to attracting people to relocate and settle there. At the same event, Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi, noted with delight that ZNBS has declared over 80 million kwacha in dividends since 2020. Railways Limited has signed $20 million with United States dollar strategic partnership with Worldwide Rail and Mining Solutions for the rehabilitation an upgrade of 6 mainline locomotives. Speaking to Unza Radio in an interview, Zambia Railways Public Relations Officer, Sombingonga, says that the project marks a significant step in the country's fleet revitalization program. Ngonga explains that rehabilitation works will focus on restoring optimal performance, improving fuel efficiency, and enhancing the reliability of the locomotives, which have been facing operational challenges in recent years. She notes that Zambia Railways has experienced persistent locomotive availability and reliability challenges, which have forced the company to rely on hired locomotives to sustain operations. Ngonga adds that once the 6 locomotives are fully rehabilitated, the company will reduce its dependence on hired equipment and improve its ability to meet the growing demand for freight services. She further states that the project will increase monthly hauling capacity, with each locomotive expected to handle up to 43 tons, while also improving customer service and supporting business growth. Meanwhile, the rehabilitation works will be carried out at the company's main workshop in Kawe, while the technical team from Worldwide Rail and Mining Solutions has already begun mobilization, with the first 2 locomotives expected to be completed by June and the remaining units scheduled for delivery by December 2026. The Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, has announced the rollout of the 2026 STEPS survey, a nationwide initiative aimed at measuring non-communicable diseases and their risk factors. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, ZNPHI Director General Roma Chilengi said the survey will provide an updated picture of Zambia's burden of the non-communicable diseases at the time when lifestyles are changing rapidly. Professor Chilengi explained that the STEP survey follows a structured three-stage approach developed by the World Health Organization to collect comprehensive and comparable health data. He said the first stage involves face-to-face interviews where participants will provide information on behavioral risk factors such as diet, physical activity, tobacco use, and alcohol consumption. The second stage focuses on physical measurements including height, weight, blood pressure, and waist circumference, which help assess conditions such as obesity and hypertension. The third stage involves biochemical tests, where samples are collected to measure indicators such as blood sugar and cholesterol levels, providing insights into diseases like diabetes and cardiovascular conditions. Still in local news, medical expert David Kadisha has warned that eating soil can cause serious health conditions such as dysentery and anemia. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, soil vendor Anna Tembo says she is aware of the dangers linked to consuming it. Tembo explains that many of her customers complain of health problems after buying the product and has since advised them to stop eating soil. She further says that the Ministry of Health should put in place sensitization programs that will educate the public about these issues. Meanwhile, a consumer, Lilian Mwamba, adds that despite consuming soil, she is aware of the challenges that are brought about eating it and is currently trying to quit. 12 suspects have been formally charged with the murder of Helen Kamutumbe in the Kisasa area of Kalumbila district. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed that those charged are among individuals earlier apprehended by law enforcement officers in connection with the incident. Chilabi has further disclosed that 22 other suspects have been charged with riotous behavior, while 25 people since have been released following investigations. He adds that 257 suspects remain in police custody investigations continue. Speaking in a telephone interview with the media house in Solwezi, Chilawi says the screening process has not yet been concluded, and investigations into the matter are ongoing. He says police are working to ensure that all those involved are thoroughly investigated and brought before the courts. Finally, in local news, the introduction of the 2026 benchmark bond policy, emphasizing the importance of bonds as national financial instruments, have been commended. This comes after government, through the Ministry of Finance and National Planning, introduced the 2026 benchmark bond policy aimed at improving domestic bond market, making it more predictable and efficient. In an interview with Unza Radio, economist Kelvin Chisanga says with the strong anticipated participation, government will be able to meet the financing gap, allowing it to raise funds for infrastructure, social programs, and debt financing without immediately looking into taxes. Chisanga says the policy will create a very good economic impact on small businesses, consumers, and government as it has organized bond insurance. Clear pricing, easier buying, selling, and use as reference points in financial systems. He has further commended the step taken by government as one of the key measures that will help tackle infrastructural challenges in the economy linked to energy, fuel, and agriculture.